The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married, b'sha'at tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. We begin today's daf mem vav amud bet, and we have three lines from the bottom. Gemara is going to be discussing the lungs and some of the disformities. The amarava hani tarte une the slichan the hadade leit lehu bedika. Okay, let's discuss une. Une, in English, they're calling the unot lobes. If you look at your picture of the lung, okay, I'm looking in the picture book on page 63. You can look in the old school as a very good picture. So here's the trachea. Goes down into the lung, obviously. So you have over here, let's identify the pieces here. Una and yona. That's the upper right cranial lobe. Then you have the middle lobe, una imsa'it, and then you have una tahtona. So on the right, you have three unot. Upper, middle, lower. On the left side, you have una eliona, upper cranial lobe, and una tahtona. Okay, so you got two. Three on one side, two on the other side. Now we're discussing over here. On the bottom, you have what's called umma. Umma are the left caudal lobe. That's at Simon. Then you have the same item on the right side. Okay. Now we're discussing over here. Well, actually, you can see it on page 62 on the bottom. Also, you see all the lobes over there. We want to discuss today a. Oh, okay, Sirka. If you look on 61, you'll see the picture over here that there are lungs of a goat showing multiple sirchot between the lobes. You see over here? There's like, what do you call it? Sirchot. Sinew. Connecting the lobes. So that's a problem. Okay. Look at what I was going to say now. Amar bahani tarte une, the two unot, let's say that are attached together, in between them this sirchot. This is like this, it's like a phlegm or a type of sinew that comes out of the animal, garir, sticks to it. So the law is, letu bedika, you cannot check it. Because even if you blow the ah from the trachea in a, let's say in a bottle in a thing of water, that's the way we check the lung. We blow and we see if there bubbles, so then you know there's a hole somewhere. So he says here, not going to prove anything because the sirchot are closing up the holes. It could be there's a hole in the or not, and the sircha is covering it up. So you're really not going to know. Therefore, the deen is it's going to be a it's going to be a terefa.
Won't be able to live. That's
covered. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara is going to parek. Okay, so let's read the Rashi on that. The fourth Rashi. Kol Rashi let dehu bedika. Oh, so the first Rashi tells us where does sirchot come from? Sirchot come from a hole. When there was a hole, the sircha, it's like the fluid comes out of it. It oozes out, and that creates a Sircha. There's liquids in the lung. So when the liquids are in the lung, no problem. But once they start coming out of the lung, they form on the lobes. That's the biggest thing in kashrut is the sirchot on the lungs. Because there's a hole over there, and this thing comes out. So it's a shemitoch.
Shemitoch shehare'ah shoevet kol mine mashkeh v'mashkeh na'aseh.
Av, the mashkeh becomes like thick. Come on.
Kemin.
Glayra. V'yotze me'at me'at derech ha'nekev.
Yikra v'na'aseh krum.
Right, it becomes like a membrane, like a scab on top of the hole. Kach matzati b'tshuvat ha'gaonim.
אף אפי שסותם הנקב ואין מוציא רוח האמרן כלום שעלם לחמת מעקה ולאה אינו כלום שסופו לספר.
Right, even though you say what's the difference, no air is coming out, blocking it. But it doesn't matter if it's a krum that didn't come as a result of healing, so then eventually it'll get punctured again, and therefore it's not considered a hole. Now the Gemara says a chiddush. Velo amaran ela shelo kesedran, aval kesedran haynu rebitayu. When do we say that when the two lobes get stuck together with sirchot, that it's no good? That's only, for example, it's out of order, which means 1 and 3 got attached to each other. However, if it's two or not that are next to each other, that's the derech, that they always rest on each other anyway in a normal way, and therefore the sircha will not come apart, which means it will only just get stronger and stronger, which means by lobes that are normally separate, so eventually the lobe will separate and then the sircha will come apart and the hole will show. The shaker on lobes like 1 and 2 that are folded next to each other anyway, so Adrabah, it's going to stay closed, and the Tzarkha is just going to keep it closed longer.
And it'll heal.
And it'll be fine. Look at that sheet. Shalom, Kesedran, go on. Shtaim Chaitzonot means the external ones, 1 and 3. The Chaitzonot, the 1 on top and the 3 on the bottom. The Chaitzonot, the outer ones. That's the only one where it's Asur. Continue. The Tzarkha. Correct, which means when the ones that are next to each other are close by a sircha, they protect each other. The hadra, it's going to get healthy again. Shemitok. Since they rest on each other anyway, they don't come apart. The krum olech, the hazek, it's just going to get stronger, the krum. אבל כשיש שלו כסדרן, זו הולכת לכאן, וזו הולכת לכאן, והקרום מתפרק ונסתר. But when the lobes that are far from each other, eventually they're going to separate. When they're pulling the other way, it's going to cause the krum to pull away, it's going to break it, and it's going to be a וכן הלכה. דלכה, מן דפליג עלה. Okay, that's that. Now, ועונה הסרוכה באומה. So now that she discusses a situation that the Gemara doesn't discuss. You see on the bottom you have the umma. Call that the, again also a lobe. There's a right umma and there's a left umma. So that she says it's exactly. If the umma gets connected with the lower una, the umma with the una. You got that? So do you say that they're next to each other and therefore it's also okay? They say the same law. So he says, Ma'aseh ba liyadi, this story happened, him, v'sha'alti et pi Rabbeinu Yaakov bar Yakar, v'tira li le'echol. Same thing, mutar, bottom one, they're next to each other, and therefore, anyway, they're over each other anyway, so the same thing. V'yesh usrim, hu amar li ta'amo v'ta'amam. And he explained to me his logic and their reasoning. Ha'oslim umrim, הרי נקב יש. There's a whole bottom line. ולא מצאנו שוטר אלא באונה. The Gemara only talked about the אונה got attached. We discussed the אומה got attached. כדאמר הבא, אבל כסדרן, היינו לבוטה. But אומה לא כאמר. If אומה was correct, why did the Gemara give the example of אומה? ותאמר דה אונה משום שעומדים במצר החזה ומתחממות. They're next to each other, and it's in a place that's hot. In a upper area next to the chest, so it's hot. The hadra baria seems the heat will cause it to get better as well. Etenda shere b'riya asimucha ledofen beone kishera ubuma terefa. She just gives an example. We see something is kishera by the una and pitzula by the umai. The same time as you don't just say whatever is kasher by there is kasher by there. You see, they have their own their own laws. Kedakaman veta amuri lo matzinu uma b'gemara. The rabbi says you don't see any time the Gemara talks about the Umar really, which means the Gemara talks about the Unan and you apply the laws. Ve'rava lo amar tamo mishum chom. He didn't say his reason because of the heat of the Unan, like the other rabbi said. The whole lung is basically warm; doesn't have air going into it. The other rabbi wanted to say that the lower part is cooler. The Gemara said the whole Unan, the whole lung is the same item. Verava pirish tamu mishum dainu lebita yu kolomar kachen gedelot zuim zu ven parkot zu mizu helkak lo shena oneh velo shla uma. Go with the logic of Rabbah. They grow like that. So what's the difference if it's the uneh that are close to each other or it's the uneh and the uma that are close to each other? Bottom line, that's the way it grows. Verava nakat uneh mishum deikar milta deorelan shelo kesedran treva. The main chiddush she wanted to teach us by uneh is 1 in 3 is a problem. He couldn't teach us that by the Umar case. He wanted to teach us the Unot. 1 in 3 is his issue. Afagav, the Abi Silche Une Bedofen, Havi Kishkim in the Kamar, Shmina Badahatamanu Tamad, Kiman Shaharal Tsar, Hishukhvetamin Etzladom, and Peregrin Farm, Zuz, Abad Shok, Sadamit Parkot, exactly like we said. Anyway, that's the two she taught. That's the subject of the Sukhashi here. He discusses the case that the Gemara does not bring down, and he held that his rabbi was Matirit. Just like the Gemara was Matidi. Oh no. That's
Une is part of the lung also?
Yeah, sure. Look at your picture. Une are in the top. 3 on the right side, 2 on the left side, and then you have those 2 lobes on the bottom. Okay. The Amarava. Hani Tarti Bu'e. The Simichele Hadadi. Okay, you have 2 blisters that are next to each other on the re'ah. Let lehu bedikuta. You do not have a way to make a bedika on them to kosher them up. Which is, even though you're going to blow through the re'ah when it's in water and you don't see any air coming out, it's not a proof over here.
Why 2?
Well, so that's the question. Why 2? Because could be you have a hole underneath and the bu'ot are covering the hole. Dashi. Tarte bu'ed samche adadi. Kim le Rava. Rava had a tradition. De enan simuchot ena mahmat nekev. The reason why there's 2 bubbles next to each other is because there's a hole underneath. Shaya bere'a ve'ela nekev et tabu'a lalu savit. That's what happens. When there's a hole, it'll make 2 bubbles. So therefore you cannot check it. Even though there's not going to be any air coming out because it's covering it. But for sure, when you see 2, bi'adu'a is a hole that is underneath it. Hada, oh, but if you have 1, but it looks like 2, which means like it's split in the middle and right next to it is a, it's like 1 bubble that it's split into 2, so then you don't know if it's 1 or you don't know if it's 2. If it's 1 and you blow into it, you're okay if nothing comes out. But if it's 2, even if nothing comes out, you have a problem. In this one, you don't know if it's 1 or 2. So what do? Maitinan silva ubazinan. You bring like a thorn and you pop it on one side. If the fluid comes out of the other from the other side, so you know it's all connected. And then we know it's all 1. Then you know hadai, it's 1. The kishira. The ila tarteninu terefa. But if not, the other side still stays, so you know they're not connected. So therefore, terefa, then it's a terefa. Because then you know there's a hole underneath. Look at Rashi. Hada umitchazak etat v'mahati v'nerei kimit sitik v'saitav v'domei lebet bazainan la. You pop one of the sides v'had misidah. Okay, that's fine. Now should we have a picture of that? See a no, you don't have a picture of that. Make a picture of what it is. Okay, next story. Amar Rabba, Hamsha Une Itle L'Re'ah. There's 5 lobes on the Re'ah. when the behema is facing the ground, facing the butcher, which means, let's say, you're hanging it by the legs. Right? You hang it upside down by the legs so that the head hangs down. So when the butcher is looking at it from that angle, when he's standing in front of it, he's looking at the neck, that the animal's hanging up on the pole over there. So it says, "Tlatami minavi tartim ismala." You have three on the right side and two on the left side, like we saw in the picture. You see it in the picture? Three loaves, two loaves. See it? Oh, the best picture on that would be 63. Right side, you have upper lobe, middle lobe, lower lobe on the right, and two on the left. Now we're going to discuss deformities in that. Hasiru yatiru halif terefa. So you're missing one. I guess you have two on the right side instead of three. Or let's say you have an extra one. You have four on the right side. Or it got switched. On the left side you have three, and on the right side you have two. That's the deformity, and that's going to make it a terefa. Ahu yitirta de atai le kamid de moremor. Okay, there was a lung that had an extra lobe. They brought it in front of Moremor for a ruling. Rav Ahav was sitting at the door. Anyway, Amar Le, Rav Ahav asked the butcher, "My Amar Lach." What did the rabbi tell you? When the butcher came out with his lung, he asked the butcher, "What did the rabbi tell you?" Amar De Achshana Nehala. He told me it's kasher. Oh, so Amar Le, Hadar Aila Kameh. Go back in. Maybe he didn't look at it correctly because extra lobe over here. How do you say it's a kashira? So it says, Amar Le, when Moremor figured it out, what the rabbi did, he told him, go back and check it. So Moremor sends a message to the rabbi, "Ha, zil emale le mandi yativ ababa." Go tell the guy that's sitting at the door, let l'cheta kevated rabba biyiteret. That the doesn't follow rabba on the law of the extra lobe. That even if you have an extra lobe, it's okay. The Talmud doesn't know what he's talking about. The is not like what he's saying. Meaning, I knew what I was saying when I said the first halakha that it's okay. He didn't make a mistake. Exactly. Rashi, let's just catch up in the Rashi's here. Yatir. Svira lil rava dechenatul dame. When you have an extra one, so it's no different than as if you have a, you're missing one. He holds the same thing. Velet l'cheta kefetek l'amir besamuch, ra'iti shekshera mori Rabbeinu Yaakov. He's like, okay, she's giving you stories. Rabbeinu Yaakov is matirin. Alachan tzlamase. Aval b'chasin v'chalif, alachan kemoto. Right, but when there's lacking, missing one, or they get reversed, then there's nobody at all. Lek amande palik. Amande l'vachal etabach. Kisem l'abayit. Okay. Next story. Behani mile. When do we say that it is an extra una? That we say it's kishera. Dekaima bedara de une. That it's in line with the unot. Meaning it's on the same. They have upper one, lower one, middle one. It's on the same line. Aval bene bene. But if it's in between, it's a terefa. Okay, where is it? You see, this picture over here gives you the unay yetera, which means if it's on the row over here, you just have another one just coming out. You don't have a picture of that over here because it's this is an odd case to find, but it's okay. But if you have it bene bene, what's bene bene?
Between
where? Down there. Zana next to the Ummah, bene bene, that's a problem. Okay, so somewhere in lodged in between, you're okay. Otherwise, it's a terefa. Yes, that is the law. Okay, very good. Just he says, Onehu melashon oznayim. By the way, that's the word one. Like ears, because I guess it's like ears that are coming out of the. No, we'll get to that. That we'll get to that. Now that's now. Ma is lashon of the geunim. Okay, so Ma is not an una; it's a different type of lobe. Okay, continue. Kabbalah says, "Ahu bene bene de'atal kamed Rav Asher." Okay, there was a rea, and it had a unan nosefet, and an extra lobe. Ben Arugot. So somewhere down here there was extra lobe. So they brought it to the rabbi for a ruling. Savar Rabbi Asher Limitrefe. So Rabbi Asher, now he knows the law. So he wanted to say it's a tarif. Amale Ravuna Mor Bar Avia Kol Hane Heve Bariyata Hache Itlehu. So Ravuna Mor Bar Avia told them, all the animals in this area over here that go and graze in the swamp area, this is normal. They have that extra lobe in that spot. They karu le tabahe, and the butchers even have a name for that extra lobe. They call it eninuta de varda. They call it the rose or the red una. So now you see that we have a picture of the eninuta de varda. Eninuta de varda. You see that little item that's coming out of it? It's in between the two lobes here, which we said it's a problem, right? But if it's normal in that place where all the animals have it, they call it the intermediate lobe, which that's what it is, right between the two lobes in there. And that's the way it grows. That's the way it grows. It's kishir. Okay? Chadush. The animile, Narigabara says, that's only talking about when it's megavai. That it's on the outside. It's on the outside facing the karka, towards the ground. However, aval agaba, but if it's on the top, afilu betarfa de asa, even if it's small like the leaf of a hadas, tenefa. So it depends what side it's on. It's got to be on the side of the lung that faces the karka. But if it's on the back side of it, so then, even a small little protrusion the size of a hadas leaf is going to be a problem. Now look at the bottom Rashi on the Amud Rishon. And the interesting part of Rashi in this perek is he brings a lot of, it's like Tosafot, he brings a lot of cases outside the Gemara that he showed his rabbi, Mr. Dean. So sorry that Rashi afilu ketarfa de asa. Right, and the fact that he was posailing it, so it's mashma that it's not the derech. Oh, but in our animals, the eat biruba that we, it's common. You have these eninuta de varda. She goes the other way now. What if you don't find it now? Now that you tell me it's so common, it should be a terevah. So he says, no. He says, if you have it, it's not going to be posel, but if you don't have it, the animal's still going to be kishera. And someone will say, Shim hasru onot hayamin. That if you're missing the onot on the right side, the three. Yeah, mitstarfin lehu bahadayu. Huil v'yeterati. Why? I guess you mitstaref. So you miss. You have two instead, right? So you can mitstaref the varda as the third one. If you're missing one, we said hasirot are problematic. But if you have this thing in the middle here, so that's number three. You can mitstaref it. Okay. That's not again that they said that. Aval.
Aval lo shemati. Eno devan be'e be'enai.
Right, it's not on the same line. Since it's not on the same line, so we can't count it as the missing item. Okay. Okay, so then it's going to have a din of like it's got mixed up where it's on the different sides. Since it's not on the same line, it'll have a din of two on one side, three on the other side, so it'll be on a different spot. That's already extra. One in between, vela burha. Hada gufa la akshanan, ela mishum dechol ha'elak braita hakitu. One of them is normal, two of them is not normal, it's not in butayu, and therefore it's going to be a problem. So there's a couple of cases. Now she discussed two situations. No one could you count the virda as a missing one. You want to say no because not on the same, not on the same line. And what about if you're missing it when you're supposed to have it in a place where normally it grows? That's already, it could be kishira. And if there's two of them, it's going to be problematic. Amar Afra, another lawyer. Hay re'a dedamya le'ufta terefa. It's like a piece of wood. Like a, what do you call it? A yeah, piece of wood. Oh, what does that mean? That's the Gemara's question. Ika dehamre. Some say bahazuta. Some say it looks like a piece of wood. Yeah. Ika dehamre bikishta. It feels like wood. Well, I'll explain. Ika dehamre infiha. Some say that it's bloated, and therefore it looks white. Because when it's bloated, it turns white a little, and therefore it looks like the white wood. So in look. Ika dehamre defhiza. And some say you feel it, which means it got hardened, and therefore it feels like a piece of plank of wood from the texture of it. And some say that it's smooth like a piece of wood. You don't have the ridges of the unot. The unot, the holes in between, not holes, there's layers in between. So when you put your hand on it, you feel the, you know, it's not smooth because you feel the in betweens. But when the unot are all next to each other, connected, so when you feel, it feels like a plank that's smooth. So that's a different interpretation why it feels like a plank of wood. Look at the Rashi's over there. The frizah kashiv enu nami kigishta, the refrikhain asin lebana, kebakat vainu nami behazuta vecha, the lo mechtechan behitu gamur, besidik ena kemin man ea thresh nekar bo, kachrad lav shi'ai, kufta, okay, we saw that. Amar Abba, kekuchla, maze kuchla? Blue?
Yes, sky blue.
Sky blue. Kishira. So it looks blue, it's okay. Kidiyuta, dry ink, black ink. That's a strong black. Terefa. Damar bihanina, shahor banida. The lady shows the rabbi black. So we say black is really red. Adomu, ela shilaka. It just turned black. So therefore it's really red. So therefore we learned that red is a problem. So therefore, the Utah black is also red that just got spoiled. Okay, next one. Yiroka, green like grass. Kishira. How do we know that? Midrabi Natan. We'll see what Rabbi Natan says. Coming up. Aduma, kishira. Maze aduma, red. Okay, we just said red is no good. We'll see. Kere midrabi Natan. So green and red, we're going to get from Rabbi Natan. Both are kishira. Tetanya, Rabbi Natan omer pa machat alak b'lekarkayam. Is one time he went to the islands. Bata isha achat defanai. So a lady came to him. She mala bena rishon umet. They circumcised the first kid and he died because of the mila. Asheni umet. And the second kid also they circumcised and also died. So they brought the third kid to the rabbi. Shedishi evi atu lefanai. They brought the kid in front of the rabbi. The itiv shaya adom. Which means I saw that he was red. The blood wasn't yet going into his flesh. The blood was still outside of his body. Did not absorb yet. That's why he was dying. They were cutting the meat. I thought the blood was coming out. The blood didn't yet get absorbed in his body. Amartila beti hamtini lo achi balabu damo. Wait a little. Don't circumcise him on the eighth day so fast. Wait until the blood gets absorbed into his body. Then they have no problem. Hamtina lo umalavoto. She waited and she circumcised him. And he lived. You calling Oto? So they called the baby Natan Ababli. They named the baby after the rabbi Natan Ababli. Al Shemi after me. Hakadat Tov. Veshuv pam achat alaknim lat Kapotkia. Another time he went to Kapotkia. Bata isha lefanai shemala ben harishon umet. Sheni umet. Shili shiye beato lefanai. Same story. Second one died. They put the third child in front of him. And iti shaya yarok. He was green, meaning the body it wasn't producing enough blood, so it was causing the child to be greenish. It's as the over that you have brought. Number two, I saw that there was not even blood yet in the place of the brit. So even if they would circumcise, the child wouldn't be good because you need dam mila. So you saw two problems of it. Number one, the body didn't have enough blood in it. Number two, in the place of the mila, there wasn't blood over there anyway. So amarti la biti hamtini lo achi pol bodamo. Wait, in order for the blood supply to fill up that he has kotzorko. המתינה לו, ומה לה אותו, והיה הוא, והיה, אני לבד. והיו קוראים אותו, נתן הבבלי, על שם היא. So what do you see over here? You see that if the lung is red, it's just because the blood did not yet settle inside the lung yet. So it's no problem. Just like the baby. And if you see it's green also, it's just a sign that what? That there's not enough blood. But it can get better. Like you see in the case of the they circumcised the child. So since it can heal, even though it didn't heal yet, it doesn't matter. Since it's not a terepah, it can live. So that's the da'ayah from the child, he brought a da'ayah to the animal. Look at that, she. Yiruka kimin asabim aduma gives you the color of kishira the hadra bariyam the binatan. I'm tini lo the end of the bar omed befne pikuach nefesh. Why you don't just say do the brit milah let the kid die? The only thing that you give up your life for is she's a chutz ma'avadat kuchavim kinui arayot shmikut them the three cardinal sins you die for, but you don't die for the brit milah. She imlabo damo she damun neblabo b'saro she had to olich ben or lebasar. Can it add that the blood was still in between the upper layer of skin and the flesh? It wasn't yet in the body. Behavi kimi she'en lo dam. Vadam hu ha'nefesh. The dam is the life. Toh she'en lo hayut umet makakala. All you gotta do is make a little blemish and lie. Okay, one more line. Ama Rav Kahana. There's a couple of more laws when it comes to the re'ah. Kikavda. The lung looks like a liver. Yeah, it's hard to imagine that the lung is going to look like a liver. Either you're going to say it in color or it feels like it. Mikishatar is. Keshera. Kibisra terefa. Mazer kibisra. It's the color of meat. Or it feels like meat. Terefa. Yeshi. Kikavda, keshera, ריאה שמראה שלה דומה לכבד כשרה כבשר טרפה והכי קימנו והכי אבי הליקותה. That's it. When you look at these things, this is bad, this is not bad. I have a tradition on these cases. Okay, וסימנך, how are you going to remember that the basar is no good? ובשר בשדה טרפה. So we have a פסוק. אמר רב סמא בריא דרבה היי ריאה דדמיה כקשוטה וכמוריקה וכגון ביעתה. Terefa. Okay, one at a time. Looks like a kshut. What's kshut? Hops. Hops. The color of hops. Or karkom. Saffron. Or be'ata. Be'ata is an egg. Terefa. So these are like yellow colors, yellowish colors, all these items over here. Ela yiruka dikshera. Oh, we said green. So the Gemara thought originally green is like a yellowish, and you told me that green is okay. Hechidamia kikarti. No, it's a greenish, not a yellowish, because sometimes yarok can mean yellow in the Gemara. So what I said to the yarok over here is kikarti. Amar Rabina atum berea. Atum, it's sealed up a certain spot of the rea where the air cannot get through. It's not flowing through. So you take a knife and you cut that spot. If you see that this pus that comes out of that spot, it's the pus that just caused the blockage and it's kishira. But if there's no pus over there, same test. You put on it a feather or you put on it a saliva and you blow. If it moves, kishira. That what? Then you assume that the air was going through. We just open it up and you see that the air is really going through. But if it doesn't move, terefa, then you know it's really sealed up. And therefore, it's terefa. Let's read that in the Nashi there. Atum bere'a duchta demetantem velo ayil zika begabat. It's just sealed up mamash, where air is not going through. Mugla menichem alei al oto atum na'al shenikla. You just cut it open and put the stuff on it. Because the air really is going through it. So the Gemara continues. Amar of Yosef, krum she'ala mahmat makah berea eno krum. So again, you have a membrane she'ala that came mahmat makah, the rea, the lung got a makah, and as a result, the krum, a membrane came out to close the hole. Eno krum. So that's like I said, a membrane that's going to seal the blockage, and eventually it's going to open up. Therefore, the din is a terefa. Now, Amar of Yosef. Now, this piece of Gemara we saw already. Amar of Yosef, Hayri Ad Absha. You blow into the kaneh and it makes noise. You hear like a whistling voice, the air leaking somewhere. If you know where the sound is coming from, you put either one on a feather, or gila, or a piece of straw, or ruka, or saliva. If the feather, or the straw, or the saliva starts to move, so you know there is a hole over there, so the be'ma is a terefa. If not, then it's keshera. That means you know that that the top krum, the top membrane, is still closed, so therefore the air is not escaping. If you don't know where the voice sound is coming from, you bring a bucket filled of poshnim water, lukewarm water, you stick the lung inside of it. You don't put hot water, because we said the kafzeh. Kafzeh is going to cause it to shrivel. What's going to happen is it's going to close the hole, so you're not going to really know. No, that's the other one. Kafzeh is it's going to shrink, and therefore the hole is going to get closed up, and therefore you're not going to know if it's terefa or not. Bikridelo, we don't want you to put it in cold water, the mitarshe, because it makes the lung rock hard, and the kruma alion is very, very thin, and it's going to rip. So you're not going to know if it was terefa or not. Maybe it'll rip after. And then ela batkinla bepashure, you do it in peshurim, in my poshurim. Im batzbetza, if you see bubbles, terefa, because then you know that the krum elyon was broken, therefore it's bubbling. Veila keshera, and if that's keshera, why? Tataa in kif, must be the bottom membrane got punctured. And laa lo in kif, but the top membrane not. Vehay absha, and the voice, the sound that you're hearing is zikad de beni benehu. It's the air that is in between the membranes. Amar ola, amar Rabbi Yochanan, re'ah shenishpecha kekiton. That's the meat of the mazar of the lung is nimoah. It's like falling apart, melting in the krum, in between the krum, in between the membranes. It's like liquid. You can liquefy to a certain extent. So it says kishera. It's okay. Alma kasabar chasaron mebefnim lashem chasaron. Must be that even though it's lacking inside, because I guess some of it is falling out, the inside of the lung is like became liquefied. It's okay. Now it's not a terefa. Only problem is eti verbi abba de ula. Abba asked the question ula from our mishnah. Harei'a shenekeva o shehasra. It says the re'ad has a hole in it, or it's missing a piece. So Gemara says my hasra. What does hasra mean? Ilima mebahut. If you're telling me that what that a piece of the re'a is missing from the outside, hanu nekeva. That's a hole. The hole's on the outer membrane. So every hole that's terefa is also hasra. Because the hole has to be hasra, that's a hole. So what is the two cases? Ela must be the lab bifnim. Must be talking about hasra bifnim. That under the membrane, some of the meat is missing. And it's calling it a terefa. Where you said ola, it's not. So when I said la le'olam bebahutz, really it's talking about it's hasra on the outer membrane. Udeka amar tainu nekeba. Yeah, you had a question. That's nekeba. La tzericha le Rabbi Shimon. It's going to according to Shtav Rabbi Shimon. The amar ad tenekev le bet the simfonot. Remember, we learned that the hole in the lung has to go through the bet the simfonot. That's where the bronchial tubes go through. That has to go through the area where the main tubes are. But a nekev outside alone is not considered a terefa. So when it says hasra, it's coming to teach you like this. When it doesn't go through the beta simfonot, when do we say a nekev alone is okay? When it's not a chasaron, when it's not lacking, when it doesn't take away anything from the membrane itself. But if it's a nekev, even though it doesn't go through, but it has a chasaron, even though it does not go through the beta simfonot. So if it goes through the beta simfonot, when it goes through, it's got to go to beta simfonot. But he holds, if a regular puncture on the outer membrane that's not a chasaron is not going to be a terefa. But if it's missing as a result of it, then indeed it's going to be. So that's the two cases. You have no ra'aya. Really, I can tell you something that's missing internally in the lung itself is not going to make it a terefa. This was talking about the membrane itself that it was chasid, that according to which one will be a terefa. Rabbi Hananiah halash. Yahya was sick. Al-Gabir, Rabbi Natan, v'chol gedolei ador. So Rabbi Natan, all the gedolim went That's what they brought him. They brought him a re'ah that the inside was liquefied. Like a kiton, you could pour it like a pitcher. And he was makshirit. Okay? That's Amaraba, the kaime symphonot. That which we said the inside is liquefied, that's only done when the symphonot are still intact, with the bronchial tubes are still intact. How you know when you look at the lung, how you know if the tubes are intact? That's underneath. You bring a ka'ala of cheres that is made out of pottery, and it is overlaid in lead, which is very smooth, and anything you put on it, you're able to see it very clearly in this type of dish. And you cut the krum of the re'ah, and you pour the insides of the lung into this plate. But if you see red, then you know already terefah, because then you know these chutim are white. But if you see red, so then no, sorry. If you see chutim that are white, so then you know they were broken because they fell apart. However, ilah kesherah, because when you open it up, if they're still attached, you're not going to see any strings. If you see stringy material on the plate, then you know the symphonot came apart. Symphonot came apart, then everybody's going to be a problem. But if the symphonot are still intact, even though the inside became liquefied, it is going to be okay. Similar law, Amar of Nachman. Re'ah shenimoka. Again, inside became liquefied. And let's say some of it emptied out. Ukrum shela kayam. But the krum, is the outer krum is still there. Everything's intact on the outside. Keshera tanina me'acher. Re'ah shenimoka krum shela kayam. Afilu mahzeket ribi'it. Keshera. Even if, let's say, the hole, or the space that's missing inside can hold a revi'it of liquid, meaning it's missing liquid inside, missing a piece inside, and up to a revi'it, it's still kishera. Netela shalfuhit shela. That's an animal that lost its womb. Kishera. That's okay. Womb does not make the animal terefah. Hitliya kabed shela. Let's say the kabed, the liver, became wormy. They sent the question up to Yavne, to the Sanhedrin, and they debated it for three negalim, three holidays, back and forth. What's the din? Regular shlishi. By the time they got the third regel, hitiruha lahem. So they finally gave them a hiter, not in that specific case, but in generally, they gave them a hiter on a kaved that became. They, okay, Adam, read the Rashi, stop.
כלום שהבלד מונח בה ובלה אז מריץ נקמן בפרקים תניה היא האם היא תרפחת היא.
All the same names, all synonyms. It's the womb, basically. What are they calling it? The womb?
ועשו להם לא גרסינו בשני הרגלים לא אמרו להם כלום בשבישי עמדו מניים רבו המתירים והתירו.
That's it, which is the part by the third hall. They had to vote, and the Matirim overpowered the Osirim. Amen, amen, amen.